today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friend, ladies and gentlemen, Salamu Alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. And today we're going to speak about extravagance in the view of Islam.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Thursday, is the 16th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Furqan, verse 67.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما.
And they are those who, when they spend, do so not excessively or sparingly, but are ever between that justly moderate.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, in a tradition said, "To spend for sake of the falsehood is extravagance, though it is a little, and to be stingy in the path of the truth is thrifty and frugal." In this holy verse, the fifth attribute of the servants of the Beneficent, which is moderation and avoiding any excess and defect in jobs and affairs, especially the issue of almsgiving, is mentioned.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light who guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
Extravagance in the view of Islam. There are three criteria to determine the limits of anything beyond which it would be considered extravagance. Number one, the limit set by Allah to overstep, that is an extravagance in the form of sinning. The dictates of the intellect. When the aql of the human being understands the ugliness of a particular act, this is a limit it sets. To trespass, that is to be extravagant. Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, says, use of the intellect goes hand in hand with knowledge. And the norms of society. Each era and each society is different. What is appropriate for one may not be appropriate for another. People within a society are also different. They differ in the role they play in society, their circumstances, their wealth, etc. What may be appropriate for one could be considered extravagant for another. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, once said, sometimes a poor person is more extravagant than a rich one. He explained, the rich person spends from what he has, but the poor person spends beyond his means. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about extravagance. Certainly, we find that, showing off and, pretension is a kind of, is a marker of those people who take pride in believing and practicing unnecessary things. According to a piece of instruction, piece of hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that amma alamat al-musrif fa'arba'a al-fakhr bil-batil wa yashtari ma laysa lah wa yalbasu ma laysa lah wa ya'kul ma laysa 'indahu. Extravagant people, or extravagance in general, has got some markers. So one of them is taking pride in what's rejected by Islamic principles, buying, wearing, and eating what isn't in a proper proportion to the status and dignity of people and the practical case of people. According to another piece of instruction in this regard from the first Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, man iftakhara bit-tabdhir ihtaqara bil-iflas. Whoever takes pride in being extravagant, such people will sooner or later be entangled by economic starvation and hardships, and economic hardships. Another one, another condition is, familial education. Family education or familial education is an important figure, is an important yardstick in developing people, in educating people who are really very thoughtful of the way they should behave. According to a great majority of psychologists, a good mother is worth over 100 teacher or university professors. 100 teachers and university professors. When a mother is really extravagant, when a mother is really extravagant, she shouldn't expect her son or daughter to be considerate of economic standards. Please note carefully that it isn't our words which teach our children. It's really our acts and our deeds by which they learn how to behave.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
The social harms of israf. In this part, we'll learn about social harms of israf. The destruction of social wealth and resources is one of the harms of israf. Israf wastes social resources such as oil and minerals, no matter how great these resources may be. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has mentioned the following in a tradition. Israf annihilates even great amounts of wealth. The decline of societal morals and ethics is another harm of israf. The improper use and waste of resources pulls humanity towards corruption and societal destruction. This can even reach the point where an individual stops caring about the needs of others and only cares about himself. Yeah. this part of today's special, we'll look at the tips to avoid extravagance. Be with us. Dear brothers and sisters, you can replace your paper towels with the clothes ones. Grow a garden. Even a small plot can yield significant amount of fresh food. And lastly, an important point, many of the points might already been practiced by you, maybe for sake of saving money for some purpose, or maybe it's just habitual. But majority of us never would have refrained from spending money because of the reason that Allah dislikes israf. This would save your money as well as bring blessings of Allah. So making niyyah is very important. Same action could be rewarded 1,000 times just because of inclining your intention towards Allah.
Globally, as far as food is concerned, one-third of the food produced for human consumption is lost or wasted. And this amounts to 1.3 billion tons of food per year. In Canada, 40% of the food is lost at retail or consumer level. In US, 40% of the food produced is thrown out in garbage. And in the European Union, estimated 89 million tons of food is wasted per year. And Muslims are not behind. And so this is where we have to realize it and think about it, because many times, you know, we get all these questions. Oh, if Allah is adil, if He is just and fair, why is poverty in North Africa, in Somalia, Ethiopia, in other areas? People are dying with, you know, starvation and hunger. The issue is that it is not a problem created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This issue of people dying with starvation is not God-made problem. It is a human-made problem. Two things: unfair distribution of food resources. If Allah is giving you more, remember you become the wasila for those who have been given less. Man qattara alayhi rizqu, the dua that I recited even in the Friday khutbah. So the person who's risk has been restrained is going to be provided by somebody who has given more. And this is where, you know, we have to look at it, that fair distribution of food resources, number one. And number two, wastage on large scale. So it's not that the earth is not able to sustain the food for the human beings who exist now. This whole issue of, oh, you know, reduce the population because the earth cannot sustain. No. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created any human being, there is a risk attached to him. It is this our unfair system which deprives that person from the basic food.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about extravagance. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope.
Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.